Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Praise God, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give God the highest praise. Amen. Because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. There's no name, other name given under heaven whereby we must say, be saved. And that's the name of Jesus Christ. Truly, we thank God. Amen. For being here on this morning. Amen. Truly, it's a blessing. Amen. To be among the living and not among the dead. Amen. On this morning, we certainly want to thank God. Amen. For our program director, Karen, here. Amen. Allowing us to come in. Amen. And be able to share a few words with our listening audience out there this morning. We're so grateful to be here. We're beyond excited. The work that the Lord is doing. Amen. And because he is a mighty God, and he's still working by his power and by his might. And for us to understand and realize that, amen, we must first seek them things which are above, and knowing and realizing, amen, the plans and the purpose and the love that God has for us, you know, and the trajectory, amen, what God have, amen, put in our life, amen, that we can go, amen, further and beyond, amen, that we just not being settled, amen, in one spot, amen, going higher and higher. Every round, amen, goes higher and higher. This is Lively Stones Ministry that you're listening to now, Minister Ezekiel Jones, amen. And we just so grateful, amen, to that God have brought us into a place of being in the ministry, amen. And I mean to know that ministry is a work, amen. It's a job. It's a full dedication job that you're devoting yourself, amen, unto the Lord. And God give us a word, amen, that we can be able, amen, to go out and share the word of God with the people of God, amen, that the word of God would not fall, amen, on bad ground, but it'll fall on good ground. Amen. That God have sustained us, and God have sustained you. God have shown you the way of life, a better way of life, realizing and understanding, amen, where things that are impossible, with man, that the infinite wisdom of God, things are possible, amen, with the Lord. Glory to God. We want to understand that tomorrow is Mother's Day, so we won't let it go further, amen, without further ado of wishing all the mothers out there, amen, this morning. Even though today ain't Mother's Day, but tomorrow is Mother's Day. So we want to say happy Mother's Day to each and every mother, amen, out there. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my wife, amen, on this morning, amen. Thank God, amen, for a good wife, amen. It's good to have a good wife. Yeah, glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Being of the same mind. Yeah, how can two walk together unless they agree? Amen. Come into an agreement with one another. You may have your differences, but praise God, you put both minds together. Man shall leave his mother and father, and shall claim unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh, saith the Lord. And we just thank God, amen, for the mother's idea. Amen, that you're listening in on this morning. Go out and eat dinner or something. Your kids take you out to eat dinner and receive them. Give praise God. God will turn the impossible to possible. Praise the Lord. Let us pray, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for one more opportunity. Thank you, God, for one more time, oh Lord, to come before you, boldly before you, before the throne of grace. We thank you, oh Lord, for all your love, God. Thank you for your sovereignty, oh God. We come, O Lord, of a heart of expectations, expecting you, O God, to move in a mighty way, O God, because you are the Holy One of Israel, O God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who have been redeemed by the hand of God. God, we know that everything moved by your power, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Saith God, O Lord, that knowing now that you're taking out, oh Lord, the negative right now, oh Lord, in your people's minds, and you replacing them with the positive right now, oh God, a different perspective, a different outlook, oh God, on their life. The Bible says that keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the issues of life. Oh, God, and we pray right now, God, that you will continue to have your way in our life. Continue to have your way in a one's life out there this morning, oh, God. Somebody hearing right now, oh, Lord, they don't know which direction to turn, oh, God. They don't know which way to take, God. They confused, they disturbed in their mind. Oh, God, I ask you, Lord, right now to release the fresh anointing, oh, God. I ask you, Lord, right now to break every chain, loose every burden, oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible so declare that cast thy cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you this morning, friend. And we'll be so careful and honorable to give you all the praises, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in victory. Victory, victory shall be mine. If you're claiming, professing the name of the Lord, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, if you're naming the name of God, amen, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what they say, amen, because the Jesus said they first persecuted me, amen. The world will hate you, amen, because they first hated me. Amen. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven. Great is your reward in heaven. As I sit here and look, and as being a believer and being in, amen, the aspect in the spiritual realm of God, amen, that I can see things, amen, before they much happen. The Bibles tell me, God said, do not go in the way of a contentions area or contentions purse. God said, go and turn and go the other way, because he said that he, God, is not the author of confusion, but of peace and of love and of a sound mind and of a sound doctrine. Amen. Glory be to God. Just trying to do what God will have for you to do this morning. Trying to make 100, 99 and a half. Just won't do. The endurance, refuse to take down, standing and leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ. Friend, that's all we have today right now is Jesus. For one, we're living in a time right now that we're living in such a dark and evil world right now. But God will bring light into something that is of a dark place. Light shined in darkness, the Bible says in St. John, that first chapter, but the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But many as received him, he gave them power to overcome, power to be come the sons and the daughters of the risen God. God is not dead, but yet still alive. And by that cause, by God still being alive and still on the throne, and by you being heirs and joint heirs with God and children of God, you who we have quickened in your mortal bodies, I come to encourage somebody and tell you this morning that you are an instrument of the Lord. And I tell you this morning, if I'm going to be played by somebody, I want to be played by the Spirit of the Lord. I want to be praised by God, because I know what God would not lead me astray. I know God will lead me an abundant life. I know God that will show me a better way to go. I know God will be the out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Only thing that I need to do, only thing that you need to do, friend, is keep your hand in Jesus' hand. knowing that everything will be all right. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. God is merciful and is good unto all, neither Jew or Greek, but unto all, God is rich in mercy. I heard the Bible says that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. 2 Peter 3 and 9 says that God is not slack concerning his promises, not willing that any should perish, but all shall come into the knowledge of the truth. It's God's welfare for you. It's God's protection. Amen for you. That is definitively, decisively, it have been settled in heaven. Glory to God. We want to come to you this morning, just leave a few words with you this morning, if we could. And again, we thank God for being here at WCNO in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida, 89.9 FM, for this delightful radio station. Amen. That is prospering in this way. And we thank God for each and every minister that comes through the airwaves. We thank God for each and every pastor, amen, in our community, each and every pastor is on this earth. How many know that the pastor have a prestigious job, a job that he have to oversee all, amen, of the sheep in the church? And we want to just recognize that, and we take it not for granted for them that is in leadership. We ask that God will continue to elevate the pastors, continue to elevate, amen, the church and the body of Christ, that we all come together and rejoicing in the name of the Lord, that we can get something done when we uplift the name, amen, of Jesus. The Bible so declare that when a one rejoices, we all rejoice. When a one that is weeping, we all weep. And we bear one another's burden, and we respect those from the household, amen, of faith. Not only to the household of faith, but them ones that have not just found their way. Amen, that we show them love, but we got to go out and be, amen, a light unto a dark and evil world, that shine, that be a shining light, a shining amber, if you would, to understand and to realize that the God whom we serve is able to deliver you. The Bible says in Ephesians 3 and 20, now unto him that is able, amen, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, amen, by the power that worketh in you. It's only about the power that worketh in you, friend, to ignite you, amen, to get you charged up, amen, to have you in a base, to have you in a place, amen, that you can hear, amen, from God. God want to turn your impossible into possible. We're living in a possibility right now. Possible. We living in a time where we need to take back what was stole from us all the time. We living in a time where Satan have played tic tac toe, amen, with our soul. When we was children of disobedience, and we walked according to the prince and the fowls, amen, of this world, amen. But God have delivered us, amen, out of the power of darkness, the Bible so declare, I believe it's Colossians 1 and 13, and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. And by being translated and being transformed, and we're in a transitional period, amen, that we know and understanding, amen, for God, the plan that he have for our life. It's very pivotal to means extremely important or critical for the time that is going by now. in the time that we're facing now, to be transparent, amen, to come in and let God, amen, sup with us and lays out, amen, what's on our heart, and to understand, amen, that we can't walk this walk of faith, amen, alone. We have to believe in God, that God is the Passover, amen, that he is, amen, the way maker, amen, of our life. Now he is the captain, amen, of our soul, the desire, amen, to allow him, amen, to be center stage in our life, that we deny our way and take on the name of Christ. That God will always have a ram in the bush. God will always, amen, prevail. Amen. Because if we're not living for Christ, if we're not living for God, we're not allowing him to order our steps. The Bible said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So how can a man know his own way if his steps is not ordered by God? I understand that there's some that's got wealth and finances, and it appears that you're doing very well. But friend, I come to tell you this morning, if you don't know God as your personal Savior, amen, for when this final trumpet or the trumpet sound, amen, that all that you're doing, your labor is in vain. Glory to God. It is better to know God now than to know of him. Amen. To know and to have a personal, amen, relationship with God. Amen. And the times where people now in the world where we're living in now, amen, that to have a perception, amen, that I come to tell somebody that you can walk the walk, amen, you can do it, but there are some things of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, amen, these things that weighs a folk down, amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:1, lay aside every weight and sin that's so easily set before you. Amen. But run the race that is set before you. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. Amen. That's what we have to look to. We have to look unto Jesus, something that's greater than on the inside of you. Friend, you can't keep yourself. Glory to God. You got to understand, amen, the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And I'm convinced that we're fighting a spiritual war, a spiritual battle. It's constant. You have to stay girded up, amen, in the word of God, in the word, amen, of truth. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm reminded when God began to speak to Moses and told Moses to speak to the rock, that the children of Israel, that they was going through a time of desolate, amen, out in the desert. The word desolate means dry land, amen. And they had cattle, and physically they was thirsty, amen. But it was a manifestation, amen, that beginning to take place, amen, that the Lord wanted, amen, to perform, that his people would know that he's God, and he's God all alone, and he's God, amen. And besides him, there is no other. And God began to speak to Moses and told Moses to speak to the rock, amen. But Moses took it upon himself to hit the rock twice with his staff, and therefore it spring forth water out of the rock, amen. But glory to God. But God wasn't pleased with that, because God, at times God want to just come to us, amen, with the unadulterated word, amen, the word that is pure and undefiled, amen, that the word of God is speaks for itself, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I need to understand that greater is in me than he that is in the world. You need to understand
man, you need to capture, amen, that, because you're going to get into a time and a situation and a spot in your life that the word of God, amen, going to have to come out of your mouth, amen, and you're going to have to speak to your dilemma. You're going to have to speak to your trial, amen. You're going to have to speak to your hardships. You're going to have to speak, amen, the things that is facing you and encountering you, amen, that is in your life, glory to God. Set your minds and your affections on God to solidify, to make solid, glory to God. And God is looking for someone of constant, relentless, amen, to be relentless. I would not take down. I would not back down. Amen, glory to God. I'm going to stand on the sure foundation of God, standing sure, having the seal, amen, of God. And being persistence and perseverance and the determination of whatever I'm going through or whatever I'm facing. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you battle tested? Are you battle tested? The Bible so declares in Romans 3:23, we all have sinned and came up short, came up empty. Amen. We all have sinned. We all have been there. Amen. At some point in our life, ain't nobody came here on this earth. Nobody but Jesus that did not commit sin. The Bible says he became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him, that he buried all our sins. So we all have made some mistakes in our life. Faith and obedience to God brings victory, while unbelief and disobedience brings defeat and agony. Agony, pain, suffering, the long way around. Where the children of Israel had an 11-day trip and they made a 40-year journey out of it. I'm reminded when God began to speak to Joshua, when he told Joshua that my servant Moses is dead, arise, take these people across the Jordan when he was about to go and possess the land in Jericho. There was much need that they go through Jericho when they marched around the city for 6 days, but on the final day they marched 7 times, and the Bible says the walls collapsed and came down. But the point I'm making here is, the belief and the obedience in Christ Jesus. Either you have him or you're not. Even if he's dwelling richly in your soul or he's not. No man can serve two masters. No one, you can't straddle the fence. Glory to God. Because he's coming back one day, and then he coming back, he want to catch you with your work. Don't let him catch you with your work being undone. Hebrews 11:6 say, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. All things are possible in God. I'm reminded when Hannah was barren and she wanted a child. And she began to look on her husband, and her husband had another wife, and they had children. But Hannah wanted a child for herself, and she made a vow unto the Lord that, Lord, if you give me a child, that I will give him back to you one day, and no razor shall come upon his head. And that child's name was Samuel, the prophet. Probably Samuel went out to do great things for the Lord. You see, it's a domino effect. It's in your DNA. It's in your seed if you receive God, where it can just exploit and transcend
down the line. The pedigree of God. Relationships inherited, the family, the trait, conditions, generated traits passed down, amen, through generations, for that seed, that supernatural seed. Friend, the Bible says that whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, think on these things. These the things that be of God that going to take us from day to day, that we will show forth his salvation, that we can look at a situation and knowing that we're about, amen, to cross the line. When the ones that's looking at us and looking for an escape and a way out, amen, that we can be able to speak a prophetic word, a word that is from God, a divine word from God. The word divine means that directly from God himself. God have given us, amen, all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him, through his divine power. Glory to God. I'm glad this morning, amen, that victory have been spoken of. And only thing you got to do is claim it, friend. It is God who worketh in us both to do his will and his perfect will. God love you this morning. The Bible says, Jeremiah 31 and 3. Love and kindness have I drawn unto thee, and I have loved you with an everlasting love. God love you this morning. Don't care where you've been, what you've done, what you look like, who you are. Amen. He loves each and every one of his children. That's why I'm so glad God have no respect of person. You know, praise God. Praise God for his goodness. Praise him for his glory. Praise him for his mighty acts. I'm excited this morning what the Lord is doing and what God have already, amen, planned. Amen. But God just wants something in return. What can I render unto the Lord for all his benefit that God has been good? You know, he rang on the just as well as the unjust, you know. The only reason why God ain't allowed nothing to happen to you, the ones that out there that's unsaved, because God giving you time to come on into the kingdom of God. It ain't like that you're getting away with anything. God sees everything. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord is in every place. He's in every place. He's everywhere. In your thoughts. Your thoughts is acquainted with God. We truly thank God, amen, for this time. We see we have the signal, so we got to cut it off and be obedient. Praise God. We thank God for you this morning, amen, for allowing us to be a part of your day and sharing the day of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, we thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Testimonies feed my faith. I love to hear about miracles. Do you too? Well,